make someone beg to see you and spend time with you.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can do for your life, especially as we're talking about relationships. We've helped couples all over the world save their relationships, even when all hope seemed to be lost. I mean, people just giving up. This is never going to work. But as a last-ditch effort, they came to us, and we were able to help them using the power of the law of attraction. Look, if you loved once and you love deeply, you can love again, deeper, stronger, the second time around. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and give us a little information about what's going on. Make sure you fill out the form. And the more you tell us, the better it is. Okay, here we go. So make someone beg to see you and spend time to be with you. They're going to want to be around you all the time. But in order to have somebody desire to be around you, you have to be magnetic. And so most people, especially after a breakup, are in a negative emotion cycle, and they create what I call the negative repulsion vortex. So some vortexes can draw you in, you know, and other vortexes literally repel you. What are some of the things that these people are doing? Well, they are in a state of wanting and crying and begging and hoping and anger and jealousy and envy and every negative lower vibrational emotion that you can think of. And the more time you spend in that kind of energy field, the more you create a negative repulsion vortex. So you want a specific person back in your life. You want them to want to be around you, to need you, to want to see you, to want to be with you. But that doesn't happen through begging. That happens through attraction. So if you want that other person to change and desire to want to just be around you and they can't resist anymore, first you must change internally. It's not about you staying the same and them changing. It's about you changing your vibration, your frequency, and making it so powerful, so strong, that you literally draw them like a powerful magnet. See, we don't force someone to change. We unleash their own power within them by changing ourself first. And your beliefs will determine the kind of vibration that you're putting out. So if you believe it can't be done, if you believe things are bad, if you believe things are hopeless, if you believe it isn't working out, that's exactly the vibration that you're putting out, that negative vortex vibration. And that's why you are not attracting a beautiful reconciliation. You're still caught up in limiting beliefs. Remember, high flyers, your confidence and your inner power determine your magnetism. So the greater your confidence is, the more you put yourself on the pedestal and really cherish yourself. Look, there's an old saying that when you put someone on a pedestal and you worship them like they're a movie star, they're going to treat you like a fan. So it's not so much about kicking the other person off the pedestal. It's about you getting up on your own pedestal. I'm not saying that you want to put someone else on a pedestal, but let's not focus on kicking them off. Let's focus on raising our own vibe. Now, how do we do that? scripting. Who are you? What are you becoming? What are you transforming into? What are you opening up to? Remember, that other person that you're working to draw back is you pushed out, according to Neville Goddard. You pushed out. This person's an aspect of you. So as you change from within, as your beliefs change from within, as you become more certain that this person needs you, craves you, wants you, hungers for you, desires for you, that becomes your new reality. But whatever you believe is what you will achieve. So if you're still in a state of believing it can't happen, or it won't happen, that the relationship is doomed, then that is your belief. Feel them, visualize them wanting to spend time with you and create the reality that you desire. Hi, Flyers. I want to remind you again, if you're going through something right now, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Include a little letter there and all your contact information, because seriously, you have a chance to change things around, or you can go deeper and deeper into the ditch, the negative vortex, the repulsion vortex. So when they come into your mind and you have negative thoughts about them, you know, whatever it may be, invert those negative thoughts, turn them around. Oh, he's probably seen someone else. Oh, I don't see how he could ever want to see anyone else, because I'm the one he's deeply attracted to and desires to be with. See them canceling other things, other events, time with their friends in order to be with you. And feel that emotionally. I mean, feel it to the point where you've got your house cleaned up, you've got extra food ready, because you just know that tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, they're coming over for dinner. They're just going to show up, or they're going to text you or write you. Feel it. Feel how good it feels to be loved, to be desired, to be cared about again. And magnify that. Make it bold, bright, big in your mind and in your thoughts and in your feelings. It's not just about thinking positive. It's about having resourceful thoughts where you are thinking not about how much you miss him or her, but how much they miss you. Do you understand the difference? I hope that you do. Call me if you don't. You have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.